You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's have a little fun. Oh, breaking news. The Detroit Lions have waived two guys I ain't ever heard of. Abraham Beauplein and Chris Smith. One's a linebacker, one's a D lineman. You go, Mike, why the hell are you bringing this up? Let me help you. So that clears two spots on the 53-man roster. Now, one of those is for Mr. Jameson Williams. The other would be for Za'Darius Smith. Am I wrong? Am I using hopium on a cloudy Monday? What are we doing here?
They got an open spot, so...
David, ticket text. Talk to me.
I think you're using hopium, by the way.
What did you just say?
You're using hopium.
Come on. You really don't believe they're making a deal?
Oh, I didn't say that. Come on. I don't think that this has anything to do with it,
though. Well, what's the extra spot on the roster for? Mickey Mouse?
I don't know. We'll see. They got a whole week, and I don't think it has anything to do with the trade. I think they can make the trade. They don't. No, I don't think that's for that.
Well, they can't go cutting TJ's buddy Bobby Woo Woo.
That's not the same guy, is it?
I think he's safe. No, different guy.
Oh, Abraham Beauplein.
Right.
The guy they released. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, gotcha.
Not a woo-woo.
Yes, this team should continue to be historically good and hammer teams from historically bad 50 years to great this year. It is science. If we get some respectable edge rushers, then yes, we will blow everyone out like we are right now. Teams won't be able to score with pressure and a great secondary. Offense will keep rolling.
A great example is look how well Aleem McNeil played yesterday. Had probably five or six pressures. But you got nothing from the edges. Nothing. If you can get anything from the edge, this is the best interior you guys have had since the Sue Fairley days. Mm-hmm. It's there. There's no scenario I will accept not making a trade. I don't want to hear it. Oh, well, the other team has to dance, too. I don't care. Then take the other team to dinner. Figure it out. If John Lynch always figures it out, and Howie Roseman always figures it out, and Eric DaCosta always figures it out, then damn it, we need to figure it out.
You know what? Hold on real quick, David. We talked about this briefly during the break. I'm watching this Kirby Joseph replay again of his pick six. He does remind me of Merton Hanks. He's a tinier version, but the long neck. If he would just hit out the chicken dance when he scores, I got to see if TJ can get him to do that, man. But like Hanks, he got interceptions. And Kirby Joseph just gets interceptions.
That's right.
People are believing what you're putting out there, Mike, with the Lions news, because Wikipedia has now called Za'Darius Smith a Detroit Lion.
Yes. Hey, he played a season-low snap count yesterday, 29. He had the blue T-shirt thing that you guys explained to me. You got Schefter saying they're going to get a deal done. Now we just said goodbye to Bobby Beauplein and some guy named Smith. J-Mo's only one spot. The other, come on. Come on. Za'Darius Smith, right? Gotta be.
Yeah, we'll see. Someone else does want to tell you, Mike, you have to remember you are outside the four walls because all the Lions fans took your note and took it to Max Crosby, and he got pissed about all the messages he
I understand.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about
I understand
that.
It. I'm just saying on a day-to-day, I don't think that way. I just do the show. But yes, I failed to realize that when I mentioned cheese grater guy, that all of a sudden that poor man's phone would explode. Well, we were happy to talk to him today. It was hilarious. But man, the UP, good gravy.
Someone saying the two spots. One could be, of course, you're right, J-Mo. The
right.
Other could be Broderick Martin, maybe. He's coming back from injury.
Why do you have to use common sense? Can't you just let us dream a little? Who the hell needs Broderick Martin?
I didn't even know he played football still. Like, where's he been?
Rather have cheese grater guy than Broderick Martin. Come on.
Wow. With this offense, I can definitely see them beat everyone by 14 to 17 points on every game until the playoffs.
Nah, you may as well do it in the playoffs too, right? I mean, who are we kidding?
See, the funniest thing is the defense makes, like, you can get yardage throughout the 20s, but for some reason they stop the other teams from scoring, and it's not with pressure. You just don't get it done. I can't describe it. And like I said, I was like, oh, okay, it's Brian Branch. Wait, he's gone. You're still limiting teams from scoring.
I hated him getting thrown out of that game. I know we haven't spent a lot of time on it because they won, but that is not a transparent process.
No.
Look, the hit was a personal foul. I'm good with it. 15 yards, don't do that again. For him to be thrown out by some magic, it sounds like your live read. Have a fantastical evening.
Amazifying.
Amazifying replay. You can't do that. That's like the nonsense that happened in Michigan State, Ohio State. Oh, hey, while the commercial break was going on, do-over. Wait, what? No!
Yeah. The fact that it took people in New York to say, well, we felt the intent was different. Like, you had referees right there. If they should be able to feel what the intent is, they can hear what's actually being said on the field. But some people hundreds of miles away said, well, yeah, he had intent. He could have stopped. The second it happened, I was more shocked he wasn't thrown out the game. Because when I saw the hit, I was like, wow, huh, interesting. I expect him to be tossed out. And looked like play was going to go on. Then they had to buzz down. I'm like, and there it is.
And then he MF'd the refs, and then he flipped the crowd off. He really got his money's worth. He pulled Billy Martin.
Yeah, I've heard that's frowned upon
in this establishment. Let's go to James, 97.1. James, what's going on, buddy?
Hey. Thanks for letting me come on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't think, like you were saying, that I don't think that they're going to keep that up as far as like 17 points a game. I'm really hoping that they continue to have the things to go their way. You know, for me right now, the cherry is ripe for the picking. I mean, you know, look how far they got last year, you know, and then the fight that they have in them right now. I'm just thankful that I get a chance to watch them play football, you know. 65 years old, and I've watched them go through everything. And right now, I still put my channel when I'm watching them on another channel, just in case I have to flip to go back and forth because I can't handle the anxiety sometimes watching them.
But there's not much anxiety when you're winning every game by 17 points.
Right. But listen, I mean, but winning by 1 point, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to go their way. Everything has to, I mean, you know, you guys are analysts, you know, you guys are picking everything on what did the defense look like, what the offense is doing, you know, you're giving, I mean, I'm listening to these, you know, I'm listening to these announcers on like Stephen A and they're talking about the Lions and this and this. And I just want to tell them to shut up, just shut up. And I want to say I'm hoping that the players don't be listening to the hype because I just want them to continue to play football.
James, let me help you.
Yep.
I think they've moved past listening to the hype. Probably the only anxiety you have is the coin toss. Other than that, you should be okay. So flip away, don't watch the coin toss, and then just watch your team bury somebody.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.